Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the I am statements of Jesus. Jesus is going to say in a few verses that he is the bread of life. But before we get there, let's set the context. We're going to look at John 6, 5 through 6 today. By the way, be sure to check out our website, ronmoore.org, and look at the resources we have there, Daily Message, some other things that we're going to be developing over the next months. I appreciate you checking those out, and be sure to share this devotion today if you know of someone that could benefit from hearing about Jesus being the bread of life. John 6, 5 through 6, lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people can eat?" Jesus said this to test Philip, for he himself knew what he would do. There is deep within every heart a spiritual hunger. The attempts to fill this need are many and varied. Some people are always looking for a new relationship or another relationship. Some think that a powerful position can fill the deep hunger. Some people think that money can fill the hunger, or something that we buy, acquiring something bigger and better and faster. There is, deep within the heart, what one old writer calls an inward famine, a yearning for something that will finally satisfy, a search for that thing that will quench the longing, a pursuit to grasp the missing part of the soul. There's deep within every human heart a crying need until we meet Jesus. He is the bread of life. He fills the heart with all that it needs. Jesus is what we always wanted, what we always needed. Too bad so many explore in all the wrong places and miss out on the one who can finally satisfy the spiritual starving. So today I invite you to the bread. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." I invite you to trust in Jesus. Father, I pray for those today who have not trusted in Jesus alone as the only way to have a relationship with you, the only one who can meet the deepest need of the human heart, the only one who can satisfy the inward famine and can satisfy our soul. I pray, Father, that you would be with us today, and I pray you would work in the heart of that person to bring him or her to Jesus today, and allow them to trust in you as the only way to have that relationship with you, the living God. I pray today, Lord, that many would be satisfied because of Jesus, the bread of life. And I pray in his name. Amen.